New foot passenger ferries will begin daily sailings in early August between downtown Nanaimo and downtown Vancouver, for $39.99 in comfort class for an adult, $49.99 in premium, and $59.99 in business, one way. The prices were revealed Thursday, but the exact start date has yet to be set. We wanted to find a price that we thought provided great value and was affordable for what we think is a new level of service, said Alistair Caddick, chief executive of Vancouver Island Ferry Company, which owns the Hello Ferries. All fares will be available at $10 below regular price for first-time bookings online, the company said. Bookings can be made 1 month before service starts. The ferries were built in Vietnam by Damen Shipyards Group, the company supplying island-class vessels to BC Ferries. They are being carried by the cargo ship UHL Freedom to Point Hope Marine in Vic West, where they will spend about 2 weeks going through drills and Transport Canada certification before heading to Nanaimo. The company teamed up with the S. Nooney Moke First Nation to give the ship's hull Kuminum names, the St. Hukey, Sockeye Salmon, and Spules, Wind. The ferries will be based in Nanaimo, with the first ferry of the day leaving that city at 6 a.m. and leaving Vancouver at 8 a.m. The final ferry will depart Nanaimo at 7:30 p.m. and at 9:30 p.m. from Vancouver. Crossing time is 70 minutes. Extra sailings will be added for special events. Comfort class has 264 seats on the main deck. The service, which includes Wi-Fi, will initially select seats for passengers, but a fee will later be added to reserve specific seats, Caddick said. Premium class has 60 seats on the upper deck, and includes free seat selection, reclining seats, priority when leaving the ship, high-speed streaming Wi-Fi and an individual USB charging port on each seat. Business class has 30 seats and includes everything offered in other classes plus reclining seats, a private section at the front of the ship, and free snacks and beverage. Pets are permitted but must be in carriers on passengers' laps. Most seats will be sold online but kiosks will be in place on each side for in-person ticket sales, Caddick said. Simple food and beverage options will be available. There will not be a kitchen on board because of the short trip time. Hello is aiming for up to 7 round trips per day, but that number will likely be lower when the service starts, Caddick said. The aim is to grow as quickly as we can to 7 sailings. During the winter, the company expects fewer travelers and will adjust its schedule to reflect that, he said, adding there will always be daily sailings, weather permitting. Hello still has to iron out some details. A bike fee will be charged, but the amount is not yet known. Bike spaces must be reserved online. Devices carrying lithium batteries won't be permitted on the ferries because of Transport Canada regulations, meaning e-bikes and some scooters can't be brought on board. The company will be looking into group discounts and other features, Caddick said, but those will come later. The company is still hiring staff, with a goal of 70 on land and on the ferries, he said. To track the delivery ship's progress across the Pacific Ocean, go to hello.com. CJ Wilson at timescolonist.com. To comment on this article, write a letter to the editor, letters at timescolonist.com.